Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up?
Live. Surviving.
You're surviving.
Getting through June.
Yes.
How about you? How was Laughlin? Did you win?
You know what? I kind of did. Like, I held my own. You know, I wouldn't say I won, but I...
It depends who you're talking to, because right now I can tell you that's a win.
Yeah.
People ask me, I'm like, well, I didn't go to the ATM, hence that's a win.
Yeah, I did have to go to the ATM, so I guess that's not great, but...
The ATM?
Yeah.
That's funny. Was it hot?
It was so hot. Yeah, it was like 110 or something. It was crazy.
Cool. Did you get a boat?
Yeah, we got a boat. Yeah, we did like one day on the lake and then went to Oatman on yesterday. And yeah, it was awesome.
What's Oatman?
It's like this really cool little like old western ghost town, and there's like donkeys that walk around, and the kids liked it. It was really cool.
Did you ever go up to the Calico one on the way to Vegas?
Yes. Yeah, I like it there too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I finally got some sleep and some food.
Good.
I about 48 hours without food, and yeah, the people on the 405, thanks for your patience. I had a rough go of it after Jax's at the finale party. There's a lot of champagne, and because I was flying out the next day and had to get from the valley back down to San Diego, we got up at like 6:30, and I had not eaten. We ended up getting food at Jax's, but not eating the food, or uh-huh. I didn't. Kayla did. I did not. And I had no food that whole day, so it was from the day before. And so no food all day, all night, then drinking champagne, then get up in the morning, and then so I had a headache. So normally I'll take Advil or something like that. Oh, isn't Tylenol for headaches? So I took some Tylenol before we got on the road. And your liquid death. I tried that because we're like, okay, we'll try it. We'll see if it's like a hangover cure. It's not going to be a proper advertisement for them because I need to gauge it separately because I don't think it was the liquid death.
Yeah, yeah.
But midway through the road trip, I was like, I always know when I'm about to get sick, and like I start yawning like every 5 seconds, and I'm like, oh God, oh God. But then it actually started coming up into my throat, and I'm literally on the freeway. And I'm like, oh God, I'm either going to projectile onto the dashboard and windshield and steering. That's not safe. So I tried to immediately like pull over. It's coming out. I'm opening my door while still like getting on the off ramp. There's cars behind me and I'm puking as I'm off ramping.
Oh my
God. And Michaela's just like, what's going on? What's going on? And then like my door's open. People are trying to turn right behind me. There's a car in front of me. I immediately go and I whip into this Taco Bell parking lot, like parked horizontal across like 9 spaces, and just start puking in the parking lot. And all it was clear spit. Like I didn't have anything in my stomach to throw up. So I think it was the Tylenol on the empty stomach that really did it, you know?
Yeah.
And the early morning, like an early morning and a hangover doesn't bode well for me. So it was like a combo of factors. But then knowing I had to get on a plane, I'm like, oh God, how am I going to do this? I literally looked into changing my ticket, and it was going to cost more than my actual ticket. So I was like, okay, I can't do that. And it was going to mess up my whole day today, which I had so much to do, work and all that. And so, yeah, I survived. And
damn.
Slow sips of 7-Up, and then by the time I got to the airport, I'm like, okay, you gotta get something before you're stuck on the plane. So I took a picture of it. I got this Italian like grinder sandwich from this place in the airport, it like blew something about her Italian sandwich away. I'm like, now this is how it should be done. And guess what? It was on ciabatta as well.
Oh.
So it's not the ciabatta that's the problem. It's that ciabatta that was the problem.
Yeah, it was.
And I've seen other people, like, okay, so Penny, Chef Penny commented on their stuff saying exactly that thing. She's like, some of the bread they chose is not appropriate because the bread to meat ratio was off. And for sure it was that one, you know, and a lot of people have said that have done like reviews that the bread on that one felt very dry and that's what it was. It was
hard
to eat.
I wish we would have filmed ourselves trying to put our mouth around it because it was like, you couldn't.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it's like funny. It's like, look at it, it's so big. I can't like, it's like, no, like you really couldn't. Like it was like pointless. Mm-hmm. Did you see who dropped by the shop today?
Diane Keaton. And no one was there but Terry, right?
I mean, thank God for Terry.
I mean, this is where I know Ariana's filming Love Island, so she can't help it. I don't know where Katie is, but this is where the Toms, particularly Schwartz and Jax, are good because they know what is drawing people to their place is it's themselves.
Them. You're right.
And I hope this isn't going to be, you know, it's going to be that way all summer for Ariana. Obviously, she's got Chicago and Love Island. Poor Katie, it's like all falls to her. But at the same time, you got to do it.
Yeah.
And then Terry, who was just there and then went back, she has her own job in Las Vegas, you know? Like, who's showing her houses and doing open houses right now?
She must have a team.
But did not peg Diane Keaton for a Vanderpump watcher.
No, I love it.
Do you think she actually heard of it? Or do you think, like, the designer told her, like, hey, you got it. They have a sandwich named after you.
I'm sure people told her. Yeah, that's what I think happened.
Well, like the interior decorator, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably knew her or something. I don't know. But I don't disagree with Chef Penny, and I also agree with her statement that said the descriptions sound really good, probably because they were, like, based on her sandwiches, but they don't look as good as they sound. And I would agree with that statement.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting a little freaking picky, though, for her, and... Like, why is she still commenting on it? Like, someone made the comment. They're like, people keep asking her. So that's why she, you know, so I get it, but yeah. I don't know.
And I think she made a good point, too. This just shows her experience. You know, I think Katie and Ariana have their own reasons of why it didn't work out and very valid. And, you know, I'm here to support them. But from a expertise perspective, I can see what she's talking about. Like, why would they? She goes, I would never use 5 different breads for 10 sandwiches. She's like, you have to cross-utilize. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to probably be a lot of waste because you have to prepare to sell so many of each sandwich, right? So a lot of bread's going to go to waste. And if they, you know, I don't know. It makes sense.
Yeah, I think that part for sure makes sense. And they'll iron that out, I think. For sure.
Yeah. So did you reach out to Liquid Death?
No, I just finished teaching Baton. Now I will be reaching out to Liquid Death. Also I'll be reaching out to Olive Garden because I've been receiving so many messages about people who have been ordering from them because of our podcast. So we need to collab with them as well.
Oh, okay. And that we did used to always podcast and kick it off with Olive Garden.
Yeah. It's really
to go during COVID.
Yes.
So,
oh my God. Oh, wait, Sarah, I'm so sorry. Do you know what we tried last night on our way home, on our drive home? I tried Texas Roadhouse for the first time.
Oh, it's the best.
And I absolutely like, I, it was so freaking good. I don't even know like what I'm going to do. It was so good.
They have a really, it's actually, I get it by choice, not because I'm trying to be good, but it's like the skinny chicken or something. It's like a pounded flat lemon caper chicken. It's so fucking good. It comes with like broccoli but you know, you can go there and still eat good and satisfy your need, or you can go there and get the like 10 potato skins that that order comes with.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't try that. I saw those though. But, and they have a deal where if you eat early, like if you get there before six or something, like you get a full on giant meal for $13.99. Like, wow. Like love that. But anyways, I had to tell you because I know we always talk about it on that drive because like I see it, you know, and I'm like Texas Road and you tell me how good it is. So
I think there's one near you.
No, there's not. The closest one is Oceanside.
There's one that's not right bad. By me.
The one we went to was Hesperia or something.
I could have swore I had seen one like someone in Costa Mesa or something. Okay, well you already looked it up, so it won't doubt you. There's one right by my house, so if you come down and we plan our live show together, we could go to Texas Roadhouse.
Yes. Okay.
So you guys, as Holly was talking about Liquid Death all last week, and then I finally tried it, and I did really like it. Michaela loved it. She thought it was fantastic tasting water. I'm still a little leery about water in a can, but then we saw the very next day Jax got like a pallet, cases and cases delivered of Liquid Death. Like, so Liquid Death, I haven't heard Jax mention you on his podcast, but we have mentioned you 100 times.
I feel like he got our sponsorship.
And I'm willing to give it another shot because I do think it was the Tylenol, the overdrinking, and the empty stomach, not the Liquid Death.
And then, like, the amazing part of it is like, you know, it's in a can because, like, no more plastic, you know, for water bottles. So you think of it that way. But, So, okay, I'm dying to hear, like, tell me everything about, like, I had so much. So, you guys, this week on Monday, I was in Laughlin. And I was not able to go to the Valley finale with Sarah and Michaela at Jax's. And it was very difficult for me. I had major FOMO. And tell me everything.
Yeah. And shout out to Wendy. It was good to see her. We met her at the Canyon Club.
Yes.
And Shabana was there. Craig was there again. So I talked with Craig quite a bit. And it was really fun talking with Craig because he has had Coca Makoka on his podcast or YouTube, whatever. And so I wanted to get his take on like the little feud between Coca Makoka and Zach Peter because I've been watching that.
Yeah.
It's been entertaining. So I wanted to see what that was about. And yeah. So, okay, we get there, you know. Per just like you and me, we get there too early and literally walk in and nobody's there. And like the staff is still running around setting up tables. We're like, okay, let's not be weird. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we went to Rocco's and had a drink and just waited and then meandered there about like 5:35. And now a couple people were there. And got our table, you know, it's the per use table, it's, you know, by the where the cast sits. Mm-hmm. And when Shabana and Craig got there, they just sat right where the cast sits, even though it says reserved. I'm like, oh, that's pretty smart until someone tells you to leave.
Yeah.
Because then you get right in the mix with the cast. So, I don't know. I mean, nothing major happened. Jax was very preoccupied and looked a little, like, irritated, which I actually understand because nobody was there.
Mm.
And by nobody, I mean no one on the cast, not even his buddies. So
as the show was airing, it was just him?
Yes. And okay. So he was either ferociously texting or he was, you know, on the phone, pacing around, running across the street, throwing his hands up. Like, I think he was trying to rally, like, where are you guys? Are you coming? Are you going to? Because it was a little ridiculous because the viewing was at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And none of them were there. And then also, it wasn't really a viewing because they had music playing. And so they had it on the TV, but you couldn't hear it. And then plus it's so loud with the crowd and everything. So you couldn't hear it. So I wasn't able to watch it until the next day.
That's a bummer.
And then what was terrible, by the time they turned the music off, it had gone into the Housewives of Dubai. So then they had the Dubai Housewives playing with no, like loud and clear, But I'm like, nobody's here to watch that.
Yeah.
So it was a little, hiccup there. And then, so then Jesse comes. Jesse rolls in with his new girlfriend. And it's probably like 8 o'clock. So 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah, probably 8. And it was then just only him and his and Lacey, his girlfriend. And then we were almost ready to go, and I saw Danny, and that's still it. And at this point, it's 9:30, 9:40.
Wow.
We had ordered some food, but we didn't eat it, so then we were going to get food to go. And, I don't know, Michaela started eating the one thing. I asked for to-go boxes. And then we were finally leaving because she needed to leave. She was feeling it. And I'm like, oh, we're waiting for the Uber. And she's swaying. And I'm like, do you need some help standing upright? So it was time to go.
Yeah.
As much as, I know we hadn't gotten a lot of content. There is some things that happen. But then, so as we're waiting for the Uber, and I'm like just focused on holding the carry out and like making sure she's like upright. And then all of a sudden I hear, oh my God, hi. And this girl walking towards me, and it's Janet. I'm like, oh, wow. And she's with all the girls. They all get out of their SUV or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, we're waiting for our Uber. She's like, you can't, you have to come back in. So that was very nice of her.
That
very
is
welcoming.
Nice. Yes.
I mean, we did think about it, but I didn't want anyone to get sick or fall down or, you know what I mean? And also, when it's just like when you and I go, at some point we're just done. Even if stuff's happening and people get there, we've already been there 4 hours. It's like, okay, I can't go much longer. So she's like, well, yeah, I'm like, well, no, I'm like, it's her mom's night out, caught up with her. We probably need to get to bed. She's like, oh, she's like, because I knew she would understand being a new mom. She's like, well, at least let's get a picture. So she rallied all the girls to get a picture with Michaela and I. So that was really nice.
That's really nice. I like that.
Yeah. And they all looked great. They were all at a dinner earlier. I think they had all filmed E! News segments before and then went to dinner and then came to Jax's.
Okay.
But that was like 9:45. So they, and part of why we left too is like, there's no one else coming. He probably bullied or guilted Jesse and Danny to show up because they're his buddies, but I don't think anyone else is coming. It was 9:45.
Yeah.
So the lady showed up later. But no Kristen. Which is kind of sad because if they were at a finale dinner and also filming E! News, like, why wasn't Kristen filming E! News? And then also, I mean, I don't know. Kind of sad. I wish Kristen would have been there.
Tell me more about Jesse's girlfriend, the new
Yeah,
chick.
So we went into the inner room. Jax was in there. Oh, I did talk to Jax. What did I say? Oh, I said, I can't believe you're going to be, you have your brunch thing. He's like, I didn't know. My manager books everything. So I talked to him a little bit about that. Oh, about how, he said, tonight's going to be really bad for me. This is a really bad episode for me. I'm like, well, you just, if you keep trying and try to change and try to, just hang in there. I'm like, and I know some of the stuff you did on the show, you were trying to use like for entertainment purposes and to make a better show. So I was trying to be encouraging and supportive.
Yeah.
But he just, I think there was just a lot of things going on for him. So then we went into the inner room and Michaela's saying this booth full of girls keep looking at her and then whispering. And then a girl will point at her and then whisper to her friend. And I look and I'm like, oh, she's just being paranoid. And I look over and they, in fact, were doing exactly that. And I was like, oh my God, she's like, they're giving me the stink eye. Like I smell or something, or they think I look ridiculous or, cause she's always like her own worst enemy. And I'm like, no, they're doing that because they either think you're somebody or they're like, wow, look at that girl. Or, envious or something. But Michaela will just not receive any compliments whatsoever.
Yeah.
And she doesn't believe me. And so Jesse and Lacey have been standing around and not really talking to anybody. And I thought, and she doesn't know anyone. So I'm like, you know what? And they were like right next to us. So I was like, hey, to Lacey. I'm like, can you come here for a sec? I'm like, can you please tell her? I go, these girls over there are like talking about her, pointing and whispering. And instantly she's like, what girls? What girls? Like, she's going to like, you know, I'll take care of this. I was like, ooh, already I like you. And I'm like, can you please tell her that? She's like, honey, they're looking at, I didn't even have to say it. She's like, they're looking at you because you're hot. They're envious. Or I'm like, yeah. Or they're trying to figure out like, who is she? And I'm like, cause she needs to hear it from someone other than me. She needs to hear it of someone like in her own, like range, right?
Yeah.
Age wise, life wise. And she's a new mom. I mean, Michaela's not a new mom, but you know what I mean? Like, young kids. So right. Lacey has a daughter. I think she's like 3 or something. So then they connected on the mom level and also the 8. They're like the same age. She's from Newport Beach. I was like, oh, neighbor. Oh, cool. And she was telling Michaela, no, obviously they're this. And then when I looked over again, those girls were still doing it. It was like, what is your problem?
That's weird.
Ladies. Yeah. I was like, does she have toilet paper coming out of her romper? I don't know. I'm like, no, everything went fine. So Lacey was super nice, super supportive, interesting, a good conversationalist. I really liked her.
Wow. Okay.
And then so some of the times when they were talking, then I would turn and talk to Jesse. And he was really nice. So, I mean, I just said, you know, I know you're getting kind of a lot of heat and a bad rap. I'm like, it was good to see all the different angles of you. I'm like, I really respected how much you were trying. And maybe it was just too late for everything. But, you know, I thought it was cool, the things you were doing to try and save your marriage. And he's like, wow, thank you.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, and I thought you were really good on Watch What Happens Live. You're very candid and accountable and honest. And he's like, wow, thank you so much. And da-da-da, and he asked, like, you know, where are you from in San Diego? Because Michelle's from Chula Vista, and da-da-da-da-da. And I don't know. They were very pleasant, and it, you know, didn't feel like we were bothering them or annoying them. It's like, in a way, it was kind of like, oh, someone that wants to talk to us, you know?
Yeah.
But not, like, can I get a picture? Because we didn't get pictures.
Right, right.
You know, so it was a pleasant experience.
That's good.
So keep in mind, people, I haven't heard him on the Teddy Mellencamp podcast, but I heard it was good.
Yeah. I haven't listened to that either.
There were just so many things that came out because I wanted to listen to Janet's. She talked about some of the Zach stuff. And then, of course, there's the Billy Lee stuff we have to get into. And then there was Kristen was on Nick Vile. And I heard, yeah, I think right now they can't say much. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to put Kristen on pause because she's not going to reveal too much. I had to, like, before our call, I'm like, what can I get in? So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think if there's anything else, I'll report back, or maybe I'll just have extra details on the Patreon about the Jax's finale party, more opinions, but that's off the top of my head of what happened.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I was texting you that night because that's other stuff I wanted to talk about, but not here.
Yep.
Now that
sorry.
Like a carrot, guys.
Yes.
All right, should we talk about the Billy Lee podcast?
Yes.
Ooh-wee. So it's funny seeing all these comments. They're like, I never thought I'd like Billy Lee, but wow. Great job, Billy Lee. Like, everyone's coming out in full support of Billy Lee now.
That must be, like, very satisfying for her because I feel like she's tried to say things before and everyone's like, shut up. You know, like, it's always, like, pretty negative. Yeah, and the comments this time, I'm like, okay, like, she's doing it. She did it finally.
I mean, I respect that. She said she doesn't even watch Vanderpump Rules. I respect the just saying it honestly and holding, like, not using it in a way like, building something up, like, I'm going to reveal secrets. She's not doing what Victoria's doing.
Yes.
Just wait. The truth will be revealed. You know what I mean? Like, she's just like, look, everyone's talking about this. Fine. I'll tell you why we're not following each other, why I'm not friends. Here's what happened. And I don't know. It didn't seem like for Thirst. It just seemed like, fine, everyone keeps talking about it. Or Joe mentioned, yeah, I don't know why she didn't name us, but she said that podcast I was on, which, you know, it's us because we are they. You know, Rachel was just Rachel. Uh-huh. But she said, you know, they asked me about, you know, Billy Lee and Sandoval, and that was like the most viral clip or whatever out of that podcast that people picked up. And so Billy then addressed it. And boy, were her stories interesting. And she was so specific. Like, I don't see... I mean, what?
I think
enough for her to make this up. Like,
yeah.
She doesn't want to lose her friendship with Sandoval. So, like, what's in it for her? Like, I believe everything. You think what?
I think that that's why it's coming off so positively in her favor. Is she was so matter of fact about it, and also there's something about someone who is like pretty happy in their own life at the time that makes it just makes the other argument stronger, like against Victoria, because like she said it like in her like her video or whatever, she was like I'm booked and busy, like she has like she's on tour, she has a show, like she has her own things mm-hmm. going on, so it truly isn't necessary for her to be drumming this up, and I believe that.
Yeah, she said she's only heard about this because, like, her manager or publicist will see things on, like, the Bravo pages, like, on Instagram, like, comments and stuff, and they'll send that to her. So she's like, well, what is going on? What is all this? And that's why she was addressing it.
Yeah.
So some of the things she said, well, let's start off with, it's a very toxic relationship, the most toxic relationship she's ever seen. I'm like, ooh. More than Tom and Ariana,
huh.
Which seemed, she said Tom started drinking again once he started dating Victoria, and she'd go over and the house would be a mess. There'd be drugs and alcohol everywhere. I really appreciated that she said drugs. I'm like, you're just really not holding back.
Yeah.
I appreciate this. And I'm sure that's not pot, because you don't, who says drugs for pot? You know what I mean? I don't think Sandoval's much of a pot. I don't think he smokes pot, actually. Pretty sure he said that. It's not his thing.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
Yeah. She said that Victoria's always, like, tried to be her bestie, was showering her with gifts, calling her all the time, and she thought they became good friends. But, like, then she'd call her, like, high on something. She's, like, slurring her words and saying things like, I have to break up with Tom. He's just too embarrassing to be with. I can't bring him to my A-list parties. That's too embarrassing. Like, and she would text it not just to Billy, but to Sandoval's assistant, who is also his cousin. So why would his cousin lie? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my gosh.
Like, how could you say... Like, and that sounds like, yes... It would be embarrassing to bring Sandoval to certain places, you know, when he's the most hated man in America for a while, or like some of the stage, you know, the cringy stage moments he
yeah.
has. Like, what's he going to show up in? His white stripes on his face and his sequins pants and, you know, and like trying so hard.
Yes.
To like Leo's house. I don't know. But the fact that she was just kind of like name dropping and like, I'm an A-lister, was kind of cringe. And she, then she, Billy Lee's like, oh, she doesn't work. And Sandoval wanted Billy Lee to help him find maybe an assistant for Victoria to maybe like get her up out of bed and motivate her. That she just sleeps all day and parties all night and hasn't worked in years. So what does she have? Like sugar daddies or savings?
I don't know.
She a yacht girl?
But I was cringing when she was saying all that. I was like, oh, yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anyone would like that being said about them, you know?
Yeah. I think they made a good point on the podcast because I agree. Like, and Billy said this. She's like, look, yeah, any girl might be a little leery because if you Google, there's all these rumors of me and Sandoval sleeping together and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so I don't blame someone for being a little questionable. But, you know, you don't introduce your side piece to your girlfriend to, or your mistress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he would probably, if he was sleeping with Billy, he would be, like, hiding Billy. But he's, like, instead wanting them to be, like, BFFs. So for Victoria to rush in, I like that she said she must have been just sitting outside watching his house, saw me come in, rushed in, left her car running so it could be stolen, rushed in and screaming, you're fucking her, I know you're fucking her, and like several times. That's
crazy.
And then the nail salon, she's like, Tom and I always, we've always gotten our nails done together. And she calls and he's like, hey, can I call you later and get my nails done with Billy? And she's like, of course you are with her. It's like, oof.
Oof.
I mean, is it maybe kind of like how Sandoval was like, you're always with Logan and Brad. Like, Billy is the Logan and Brad. So maybe Victoria's irritated. Like, you spend more time with Billy than me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But sounds a little cray cray.
Yeah.
That's all I'm curious. Oh, and then the worst part of, can you imagine being Ariana? Like, what if she came in town for a night to, like, get some things, and she rolls into her house with drugs and alcohol and everything a mess, and, like, Victoria, like, passed out on the couch? Like, wouldn't that just infuriate you?
Yes.
But for Victoria to demand Tom take over the master and get rid of Ariana's stuff, it's like, excuse me? Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see what this big truth response will be. She's going to go on a podcast. You think she'll go on, like, Nick Vile or something?
Probably.
Sandoval's mad at him. So who else could she go on? I don't think Call Her Daddy would have her on. She's not big enough.
I mean,
Bethany?
Beth. I don't know, but I'm kind of into it.
Do you want to DM her and ask her to come on ours?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. What else? Is there anything else I left out? Just that she went ballistic on Billy Lee. She went ballistic on Sandoval. They're always fighting. Oh, they tried to do an intervention with, okay, because it was Tom's manager or publicist said Tom keeps missing really important meetings. And she goes, last year there was times when Sandoval was dead ass broke and he can't afford to be missing meetings with potential, like, brand opportunities.
Right.
And he has been, and he's just depressed and he's sleeping all the time. And his manager said, hey, can you guys help me do something? Like, this isn't good. And so Billy Lee and Kyle Chan kind of plan, like, a little intervention with, like, them and the manager and, like, Josh, the cousin assistant, and, like, you know, the inner circle or the people that are concerned or it affects. And they're going to do it at Kyle's jewelry thing because they know Sandoval will show up. Well, he doesn't, but it sounds like he doesn't show up because Victoria got to him because she found out about it. And that she wasn't invited, and she just went off and rage texted Billy Lee, and that they were going to have this intervention without her. So I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, and I like she said that Billy Lee had told Tom, you know, early on in the relationship, she's like, just so you know, I think anyone that's going to date you right now is going to have a certain thirst level. So just be warned of these red flags. He's like, yeah, I know. That's true, right?
It's true.
Like, well, she doesn't watch your show. She doesn't watch the show. He's like, well, she sees your name in the headlines, and that's enough for a lot of people, you know?
Well, and
that means your name.
I also think, like, a true test of, like, how they feel is exactly what just happened. Like, Billy Lee put a little pressure on her, and she exploded back and is continuing to spiral.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's, like, such a good indication of someone's thirst level, for sure.
Yeah, and remember the paparazzi outside catch for Valentine's Day and shit like that. Like, she was just eating that up.
Totally.
I mean, it was so planned.
Yes.
I don't know. So that'll be interesting. We'll see what she comes back with. I love these back and forth dramas going on. There's that one. There's the Coca Zack one.
I know. It's like my favorite. It's like better than the show.
There's Janet and Zach and Kristen and...
Yeah, there's like a lot going on.
Janet was saying about the finale that she just kept trying to get away from him, that he was walking around Jax's with his middle fingers up, yelling, "Fuck you, Janet! Fuck you, Janet!" But then they were talking about how he sprays on his abs. And they had, because it's Jared's podcast too.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, like, I guess it's just the running joke that Zach always spray tans his abs, right? And he's like, yeah, one time he needed them done, but, oh, Jared said he couldn't do it or something. He goes, but he knows someone. So he connected Zach with this woman that could spray abs on him.
Uh-huh.
And then Zach texted Jared, hey, your friend just sent me a Venmo request. And he's like, well, yeah, for the service she performed. Like, he was mad. He thought he was just, like, getting it for free, like he should get it for free or something. Because,
oh,
like, you know, he's
no.
such a celebrity.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned about Zach's, maybe he needs a little grass in his life. Like, he needs to touch it. Because I'm like, his big merch line and... I'm just, maybe not yet, Jack. Just saying. Maybe it's a little too soon.
Yeah, I think he had to wait until the finale episode to really pop off. So it was like his first chance that he could launch, you know?
Will you be buying one of his, like the pink boots one isn't even funny. And then, like, do you want to, big t-shirt with like his face in the middle of the t-shirt saying "Petty with a Purpose"? Like, who's gonna buy that?
I'm not sure.
You're the merch expert queen. I'm just wondering who's gonna buy it. Like, what's the market for that?
I mean actually like
the way that he's funny, he's very funny on the show.
The merch,
I just
thing...
don't know that I'd buy merch.
Yeah, the merch thing always, I mean, that's why, like, I have not, I don't know. I don't know what leads people to buy merch. Yeah, I don't
Clearly,
know.
Clearly, I don't know, because I still don't understand the Send It to Daryl. I just never thought it was funny. Certainly not to the level of success it reached. So,
no. Exactly. I feel the same way. I'm like, I guess, yeah. I don't know either.
Well, there's that. What else has happened? I saw this in Facebook today. It was so funny. Heather, so Brittany posted, it must be her week to do the podcast. So she's like, ask me anything, you know, in an Instagram story, like, you know, send in your questions for this week's podcast. And I think it was Georgia that posted in our group. She's like, please, someone, can you ask her who she's sleeping with as one of your AMAs? And Heather wrote, I didn't exactly ask that, but maybe this is close enough. She wrote, Jack says you're sleeping with someone. Please say it's Max Boyens. Oh, Max Boyens was at the finale party. That's it. There's no story. He's there all the time. He was at Jeremy's too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't see him with girl. I don't know. That's as interesting as it gets.
Yeah.
Talking about Max. But I thought that was funny. Hopefully Brittany will mention that on her podcast. What about Jax's big teaser post of ask Brittany who she's been sleeping with for 4 months as he posts a picture of Cruz in his bed with Brittany's hair? People are like, it's an old picture. People are like, oh, he's accusing her of sleeping with someone for 4 months. And then I took it as, he's accusing her of sleeping with him.
Yes.
Like,
that's how I took
about
it.
This before. She's been, sleeping with me. But so that was the night of the finale party. So, she probably just went, like, Jax had Cruz, so she probably wanted to go see her son. And she's been gone in Miami. Probably want to sleep with her son.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, they seem like they're pretty much done, but that was an interesting twist.
It feels done to me, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Are you going to watch Sandoval on Traitors?
Oh, God. I'm so annoyed about that. Because, like, I
thought it was supposed to be Jax.
Like, I kind of like that show, and now it's like, I think, like, the, like, Sandoval's face flashes in my head, and I'm like, no. No.
He's just not, like, fun or interesting. Like, Jax, love him or hate him, he's entertaining to watch. He has energy, a presence, a charisma. There's just something that's intriguing to watch about him, even if you hate him. Sandoval, it's just like, you can hate him, but it's a boring hate.
Exactly. You
know? It's not an entertaining hate.
No.
It's not a hate. It's not a good hate watch. So, nah.
And
what do you think about Thomas? Oh,
yeah, I just wasn't like impressed. Like, and then Chriselle, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know about the whole thing. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll tune in this season. I didn't even see who the final list was.
I fell off too, but like it was kind of fun.
Yeah, what do you think about Tom and Ariana's jury trial date for February of 26?
Ooh, year, crazy,
2 years away. How's he,
it sounds like it sounds like a nightmare. That's what it sounds like.
Hopefully they can sort it out in mediation, but if they can't...
I mean, obviously, they're encouraged. That's why they're doing that. They did that so they could force them into figuring something out. But that is wild. Wild.
Good luck. I hope they don't have my experience and Julia's experience when we were in court and sued for pain and suffering, and the court tried to force us to work it out. And there, nothing was not able to be worked out. The court sent us outside for like three times. And we're like, we still can't come to an agreement. They're like, are you kidding? That was a long time ago. Over a phone bill.
Sheesh.
They weren't my calls. Anyways, Lala popped off on her podcast this week. Last week, I don't know where I am right now, nor I'm sure to you. but she's like, I did not get pregnant for a storyline. Why would I? Like, that's like 18 years of my life. That'd be pretty pathetic. She's like, I would not use something personal like that. Unlike Kyle and Mauricio, who used their separation for a storyline. I was like, wow, you're taking some big shots there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, she's doing Lisa's bidding because she knows Lisa does not like them. I would like to hear Kyle Richards respond to Lala.
Yeah.
I love the latest was it Coco's video or someone's video? She's like, I'm a girl's girl or I'm not a girl's girl.
Oh, I know.
They post the footage and her podcast saying the exact opposite things. I don't know how these videos are being put together. Coco Makoka did the Schwartz one too. I'm like, you are either so talented, you can find these clips in the flash of, you know, because when I've done little clip things, remember that time?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I was like, Holly, was that season 7 or season 8 when this happened? And we were both like, I think it's, you know, but I had to go through all my descriptions. And, like, it takes a fucking while. And I clips.
Totally. I wanted to do a video going back of Tom and Ariana taking up for Ariana, or taking up for Lala. You know, they took up for her a lot. And I wanted to do a whole, like, reel showing that. But it's like, you know how much time that would take?
Yeah, I know. And now it'll just look like we're copying the people that...
Exactly, yeah. It's like that...
Like Christina Coca do it.
Exactly. If it doesn't come naturally, then we just let it go, right?
It's kind of like the Barbies. Like, we did the Barbies first, but Heather McDonald has a bigger platform and more exposure, and so she became known for them. But we're over here going, hello, we did this 2 years before. But it's fine. We all have our...
I'm still like very proud of our pumpkins. and our faith Christmas tree from Jack's.
Yes. With the ornaments.
Yes.
That were left in Kentucky.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's all that's been happening social media-wise, unless I missed something and you have something.
No, that's all I saw, too. But it has really been popping off. Oh, well, we had Pride, and we saw Brock in his pink pants. What else did we see?
Pink furry, fluffy pants.
Yeah, fluffy. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I think that's it. Everything else I think we covered already.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Valley finale. And also, get your tickets for our live show at Jax's Studio City, June 22nd. You can go. There's a link in our bio on Instagram for the Eventbrite tickets. They're free, but you got to, you know, just please get a ticket so we can plan proper seating. So either go on our Patreon, where, you know, there's extra juicy content, secret content sometimes. There's a link in there. There's a link in our Facebook group. And there's a link in our Instagram bio. Get your tickets. June 22nd, it's like 5 o'clock for our live show. And then 6 o'clock for VPR and Valley-related trivia at Jax's. It's going to be super fun. There'll be prizes and things like that. So.
Yes, come hang out with us. It'll be so much fun. And again, if you're nervous to come by yourself, don't be. We are super nice. So are all of our listeners. And everybody at Jax's is super cool. So come hang out.
Yeah, a lot of people come to these things by themselves. And there's, you know, link up with other people that came by themselves. Or just sit with us and everyone becomes a group.
That's right.
You can sit with us.
June 22nd. Be there.
Okay. Valley finale. They kind of show just different clips of the couples.
I can't believe you guys were there and you couldn't even hear it.
No.
I mean.
I was dying to watch.
Because as it was playing, I was picturing like some of these moments that were like a little tense or awkward. I was like, I was wondering what it would be like to be looking at Jax as they were playing, or like if he would react or anything like that.
Yeah, no, like what we did at Sir for the reunion,
yeah,
Vanderpump last year. Yeah, it wasn't like that at all.
Or even
I wish it was.
Or even when we've watched at Jax's, usually he's walking around and he'll like be like, "Oh, that's not true," or something like that.
Yeah, I think he was just so busy trying to get people there.
And it sounds like he was a little stressed out about how the viewers were going to say how he was or something. It's funny, though, like, in conclusion of the Valley, I wouldn't say that I'm mad at Jax. I think he is telling his truth and Brittany is telling her truth. So I don't think he necessarily looked bad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
No, but at the end, when she's like... It felt like he was gaslighting her. He's like, "I didn't say that." And she's like, Jax. She's like, "You're doing this you're fronting for the cameras and you're going to rage text me after this." I feel like, you know, Brittany's not a liar.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So I could feel in that scene, you know, the rest of it, I thought he was, even if it was fake or if it was real, he was doing and saying the right things. Like, "I can't believe this is happening. I messed up. I need help. I need antidepressants," yada, yada, yada. But it was that scene in the bedroom with Brittany where I was like, "Ooh, are you gaslighting her?" It kind of seems like it.
Yes.
Because she was, you could see her facial expression. Like,
it was just like a very intimate moment of like getting an insider fly on the wall sort of view of how they fight. And seeing the way that she's trying to stand up for herself and, yeah, how he's gaslighting her, it was hard to watch, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So
going back to the beginning, Jesse notices Michelle's not wearing her ring. She's like, "Oh, yeah, oops." And he's just, like, mentally, like, noted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Danny's trying to convince Nia to move to Valencia. Now, which is further, Santa Clarita or Valencia?
I thought they were in the same area.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Isn't it like Six Flags area? That's how I base it.
But yeah. And I think Valencia is like right there before Chatsworth. But then if you go east a little bit, that's Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's...
Yeah, Six Flags is Valencia.
There's a lot of fires in Santa Clarita, Danny. But you do get a lot for your money. A lot more.
Yeah.
Then we have a pottery scene. It's just like, with Jasmine and Zach. Nothing really there.
So,
Brittany doing the living well.
I feel like... Like, with Jasmine and Zach, again, like, we did not... Like, finally they picked up a little bit of steam this episode, and I could see how possibly they could fit into the group and, like, create some problems. But it took this long to get there. Like really, there's nothing else to write home about them this entire season. So I felt bad for them, because it's like they just... It's like failure to launch.
Yeah. Like, they haven't shown, like... Yeah.
I don't, yeah, that really, something has just been...
Why either one of them are on the show.
And I feel like now, with the ending, now I get it. Now I can see it. So I hope for season two we get more.
Yeah, I think season two, Jasmine will have her partner on.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Zach's thing is, because it sounds like there's really no coming back with Zach and Janet. That's, like, done.
Well, that's why I want him back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly. So.
And it sounds like and maybe his boyfriend will be on.
Does he have a boyfriend?
Yeah, he has a boyfriend of 6 months.
Oh, so it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe they'll fight, squabble.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he got kicked, Jackson Brittany kicked him out of Jax that night. I guess Danny's been kicked out a couple times. Zach's been kicked out. I have not been kicked out.
Not yet. Knock on wood. Who knows what's going to happen on June 22nd? I don't know. We're going to get real wild, everyone. Make sure you get your tickets.
They didn't have the same menu. They just took over Rocco's menu. So, like, they don't have those flatbreads anymore. Oh, yeah. Mama's beer cheese. But they did have the beer cheese served with the pretzel, because people were getting that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's different. I was expecting the other one. So I don't know if they're just going to keep it the same, which does kind of make sense. But I don't know.
Hmm.
Who knows? Okay, so Jack said he made a mistake. He's like, I'm sorry, Brittany. I thought you were drunk in Big Bear. And then she surprised him. She's like, well... You should have been a little nicer to me, knowing the big surprise I have for you. Because she flew in Patrick and Jenny, Jack's sister and brother-in-law. And he's like, I'm just stressed. She's like, I've got the podcast, the kid, the bar, the hair thing. It's like, yeah, she's got all those things too, and more.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it was stressing me out how it's all one day before opening the bar, like, and the succulent wall wasn't done, the lights all needed to be replaced, and Jax is out there freaking, like, scrubbing down the cocktail sign like a mofo, where it's like, dude, can you move on to something else? That was funny.
I know, they're stuffing those individual little living wall things.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna take you a while. It's interesting to see. They didn't have that center couch area yet.
Yes.
So. Kristen admits that she misspoke, saying that Michelle had a boyfriend for a year, when she meant to say she had a boyfriend a year ago.
Okay, I had a huge
problem
with this.
People are saying, well, she was still married, so it doesn't even matter. It's just as bad. But didn't they separate, and then that's when she had a boyfriend, during their separation?
I don't.
Or what's your huge problem?
I don't even care, like, what it is, but this whole shtick of Kristen being like, sometimes I mix up my words. I don't know. It's like, what? Like, they've literally set this storyline up from, like, the beginning of the episodes that Kristen keeps on saying things incorrectly. And then to end on such a note as saying, like, oh, I guess, shoot, I guess I did say the wrong thing there. Oh, okay, well, oh, well. Like, what?
Yeah, she does that at the end, too, when she's like, she yells, this is to Michelle and Brittany, or Jasmine. This is all started by Janet. Janet started this. Janet did this. And then she makes amends with Michelle. Michelle, I understand why you're mad at me, and I'll just leave it at that. And she, like, exits gracefully and on the high note, on the taking the high road. And, like, that's not your role, Kristen.
Yeah, it's
please
like,
be Kristen.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah, I mean, it's mature of her to do that, but can we just get to the bottom of all of this here? Can we get everyone in a room together and Kristen being like, Janet, you said this to me, and Janet said, no, I said this, I didn't say that. Instead of, like, separate rooms and separate conversations, it's too much telephone. I don't know.
Sorry.
So then we have, ooh, little bit of shots fired on the Jesse Michelle. Michelle's like, why, did you think I would never leave you? And then Jesse's like, no, I thought you had such strong family values like me that you wouldn't just abandon your relationship without trying. I'm like, ooh. I did not abandon our marriage. I am not happy. We are getting divorced. She's like, yeah, I know. He's like, I'm just not going to sign anything until I have my attorney look over everything. She's like, you do not need to do that. You just sign. I want divorce. And it's like, what? That's you're already separated.
Like, yeah.
What's the rush? Like, it's a smart idea that he gets everything in paper, especially since he said she already drained the bank account, but then she ended up putting it back in. She probably took it all out, and her lawyer probably was like, ooh, you better put it back in. That's going to look vindictive or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, he needs to get it in writing. You both do, and you both should. But she's like, no, I want divorce now. It's like, go through the regular protocols. It doesn't sound like you're agreeing on everything. Just put it in writing. You still gotta wait 6 months anyway, so.
And, like, can we wait till we're filming again? Because I absolutely want to watch every minute of it. They're so, the way they talk to each other and the way that they are going to navigate this, I think, is going to be so interesting. At first, it like, kind of bothered me because I felt like it was a little, I don't want to say it was, like, planned, but, like, the tension wasn't there for me, but now it is, and I like it. So,
I mean, she just looks at him with pure contempt, and
yeah, it's really say it's hate, sad,
but distaste. And he doesn't.
And I get that, like, and you can tell it's kind of the things that she mentioned that bothered her about him in the beginning, and now it's like she's towards the end of this, like the relationship is over, and it's when he starts complicating things, as she says, she just absolutely loses it. Like she will not deal with it any longer. So I'm going to need to see that on my TV because it's great TV.
Yeah.
But it was really sad when Isabella was like eating her food and then came out and they were like fighting. I felt bad about that. She's like, can I have more barbecue sauce? It's like, oh, you can. And then when he called her Bunny, I died too, but I didn't realize that was her middle name. Her middle name is Bunny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's cute.
Yeah.
So Janet and Zach get into it in the bar. Jason steps in. He's like, don't you ever fucking talk to my wife like that. I will wreck you. I'm like, ooh, Jason's getting a little alpha. Usually he's the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. Like where my stance is on this whole thing. I feel like they jumped into this fight like a little like if you were at like 0% and then you're going to confront the person at 5 and then you take it to a 10. I felt like this started at 0 and went to like 100 and it was like, wait, like you have to let us
know why.
Yeah. You have to let us catch up as the viewers and be like, oh, like this is so built up, but it was not built up.
They're not explaining anything. And Janet said, well, because if I say what he really said and did, it's cancelable material. Like she could really ruin his life. But isn't what she's talking about is like the comment he made about her pregnancy or not caring if...
Yes.
You know. Okay.
Unless it's,
it's out there on the internet. You might as well talk about it on the show.
Yeah. Well, and they kind of did. Because like they kind of danced around it because Michelle confronted him and was like, "You can't say that to someone when they're pregnant. You can't do that. I'm done. I can't do this." And so they tried to kind of talk about it, but it just didn't work.
Yeah, because if you're just watching the show and you don't, and there's a lot of people that just watch the show, they don't follow social media, they don't follow stories. Like Julia's a perfect example. She's like, I don't get it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, you didn't know this, this, and that? She's like, no, because that's your average viewer right there. They're not like people paying attention to all the details like some of us are, in all of the different platform worlds. So it didn't really make sense if you're just watching the show. You're like, I don't understand. Where's the big fight and what's the fight about? You know, it's, and even with Kristen and Janet and this whole, like, you mean the argument from episode one? Or why do you still hate each other so much? We're still talking about that? Like, it's not clear.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like they went again, like the 0 to 100. On the first season of the show, when we're just trying to, like, get our bearings and figure out who all these couples are and, like, what's happening, and right out of the gate, they kind of, like, drew these lines in the sand that we're supposed to refer back to on the finale. But if you didn't watch it very closely, it's not very fluid. I don't know how to describe it, but it's a little choppy for me.
Totally.
I'm still into it, and like I felt like they left a great cliffhanger, obviously. So I'm excited for season two. I'm excited to see filming start because then we can dissect what's happening and what's going on. So I think they did
maybe
a good job
up there.
Yeah, they did a good job on that part.
Yeah. So all of this fighting's happening when poor Brittany's just like, I just want everyone to be nice on our opening. Like, is that too much to ask? And it's like, yeah, no and yes.
Yeah.
we need a show.
Yeah, I got her point, but yeah.
And I got Zach's point of like it's rude to have someone on speakerphone and not tell them. But also, why do you really care? Because what are you trying to hide? So you're going to deny saying something later? Like, at least she has witnesses.
It's just like exactly what he said. It's a mean girl thing to do. Yeah. It's so like junior high. Like, you guys, listen, ready? I'm going to tell them off. You know, like, and then even in the flashback when she's on speaker and she's like, you're coming at, like, you're being a little aggressive for someone who wants to be invited. Just like, if I watched that back and I saw how everyone was like, the other two guys were like listening to my conversation and egging her on. That I don't like that. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that was. But again, when this was happening, it went a little too fast. And I feel like I'm a psycho that watches all these scenes. So I knew exactly what they were talking about. But I don't know that like my mother-in-law would know what they are talking about. Like, she doesn't pay as close of attention. So I was a little worried. I was like, I don't know how. And actually, until the ending, I was really worried about the finale in general. I was like, ooh, I don't know how this is going. And then, thank God, when they picked up cameras again, that really did bring it home. Literally.
Yeah. Well, and that's where we're at. I mean, we talked about the Jesse and Michelle of that, but then we go to Jackson Brittany's, you know, 6 months later, and she's up in the... Well, she's talking to the girls first.
Yes.
And, like, Nia's like, do you think you're done, Don? She's like, well, I'm at that tipping point. I haven't tipped over yet, but I'm right there on the she's right there on the brim.
Which I think is really smart for this show, too. Like, I don't know if she really was at that point or what was happening, but they have Michelle and Jesse, who they showed us everything has crumbled. It's done. So I think to cliffhang us on Jax and Brittany is very smart, and like I'm excited to see what's going to happen. And I thought this was really raw. I remember when they were filming this, I was rolling my eyes and going, oh my God. Like, and then like, don't you think it was weird that the date was like the exact same date as Scandoval? Did you notice that? It was like, it's all 6 months ago, March 2nd. Like, it was like, it's like so close to when like everything happened with like Ariana and I don't know. That just clicked in my, I was like, huh, we're right on schedule. But, yeah, I don't know. It was, I thought they did a good job of making it feel real and raw. I thought Brittany was super open. And when she was talking to the girls, she was like, look, like something happened and my eyes just went open to everything I've been through with this guy. Yeah. And I just kind of snapped. And she said that before, but to hear her and see her say that, to me, something kind of snapped like for me too.
Join the rest of the world that's been telling her.
Yes.
You know, she's like, finally my blinders were off and I'm with all of you. Like, what was I thinking? Hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's like props for her for having, like, trying to be positive and stay faithful and believe in her marriage and believe in her man. Like, she did it for as long as she could do it. But then, I mean, like, the screaming at 3 a.m. in front of Cruz, it just, she's like, nope, I choose Cruz, you know, and.
Where are you sitting right now?
Why?
I hear birds.
Yeah, I'm sitting at a table with a window open, and there's a lot of birds because it's, There's a lot of trees in Washington.
It sounds like freaking Snow White. You know, it's all, ha, 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 ha. No, I like it. that's my ADD, everyone.
I was like, why is it? I turn the fan off. I'm like, am I breathing too hard?
No, it's just like. And I have such a cough right now, too. Yeah, I don't know. I just.
Oh, and then she's like, I just don't want to let my family down. Oh. You know, it took me so long for them to like him, and I don't want to disappoint them. And I thought, Brittany, your mom's on her fourth marriage. I think she'll understand.
I think someone needs to remind her of that. The other thing.
Maybe it's Mama and her dad. I think her dad's, I think that's just his second wife, right?
What did you think about how, like, kind of in the beginning when they opened the bar and, like, they were doing their, Jax is like, come up, honey. Like, the only way I said I would do this bar is, I don't know why I'm doing the Brittany accent for Jax. But, you know, he's like, I said I would only do this bar if my wife is involved, you know. And then Nia even yells, she's like, it's Brittany's bar, too. Do you think that there's going to be a little bit of a struggle for the bar? Is that going to be a part of season two that they're going to split the bar, the podcast, Cruz? Like, is everything in their life going to be split? Or
I'm curious as to how the paperwork is. Like, so Jax has an interest in it. He's making a profit. He doesn't own it, right? So let's say they gave him 10%.
Uh-huh.
Did they give Brittany 10%? Or is Brittany just like, I want her to be involved? Like, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because it's community property and it happened during their marriage, so it's hers either way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I felt that little theme in there and I was like, huh, that's interesting. And they have kind of been splitting like duties and stuff at the bar, and she's obviously still coming and very much, you know, mm-hmm. involved. But I also think like there's something about Brittany where she's very professional and like she's not gonna let people down if she committed to something. So I feel like we're definitely going to see that. And as far as like touching on the Jax and Brittany of it all, I just feel heartbroken because on one hand, I think all of us, we all wanted the best for Brittany. She was like bright eyed and, you know, came in and, you know, was looking for the Hollywood dream. And it's like, you can't, like, not Jax, like anybody but Jax. And then she, you know, doubled down and married him. So now it's like we're, you know, and they have Cruz. I thought the flashbacks were really sad. It was hard to see the wedding and her mouth open at the wedding. She was so happy. She had so much hope for their future. And to see what's happened and to see how unhappy she is right now,
Jax Taylor's going to be my son-in-law.
Yeah, I really got the feeling where I was like, this, it really might be over. And like, I support her. Like I want her to be happy. I want Jax to be happy. You know, it's like, it's a little emotional.
It was the other flashbacks that were hard to watch was like Zach saying it's gotten so toxic and uncomfortable he's had to leave. And then Kristen saying, he has called you fat. He's called you lazy. He said you don't have any friends here. I'm like, ooh, did he say those things? And then Brittany repeats them to Jax. And then Jax sits there and denies it. And she's like, you're just trying to be all cool, calm, and collected for the cameras. But you said those things to me. And he's like, no, were we drinking or something? But you don't forget if someone says that to you. It's like, no. Oof.
And like, I kind of believe it. Just, I feel like we've been around Jax like more than we ever have been, like within the last year or so. And I feel like I say this word a lot, but it's like, I've literally watched him spiral at his bar over something, like with the rage texting or having, like, he makes
the
up
smell
his,
of the cauliflower.
Yeah, he makes up his mind on something and then he wants to fix it like immediately. And
yeah, the TVs.
Yeah, I don't know. I just,
the bathroom.
I 100% believe everything that Brittany's going through. And then I 100% believe that Jax is just delivering it completely wrong. Not that I'm not making an excuse for him. I just think that's his freaking personality. And I don't know where they're going to go from here. It's, whew, I don't know.
My favorite part, which is also a sad part because she has his number, she calls him out, was that she's like, he's like, no, I'm going to therapy. I made an appointment. When did you make it? And he's like, yesterday. She's like, uh-huh, because you knew we were picking up cameras today. Why didn't you make it a month ago or 2 months ago when I asked you to? And I'm like, oh, you know this man. You just called him out. And she's like, up, and tells the producers, I'll bet you money he don't go. And then the producer's like, so did you go? He's like, no. I mean, it's too far. It's in Malibu. It's like, why didn't you find one in the Valley or Hollywood or just, you know.
Yeah.
There's only therapists in Malibu.
I have a feeling that in season two, like, that's what we're going to see is, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like when you move out of your parents' house for the first time and like you don't realize like all the shit they did for you, you know, like, and you don't want to tell them because then they'll be like, we told you we'd do everything for you. You know, it's like, I feel like Brittany really took care of Jax and babied him and like, and he took it for granted. And I think that we're going to see that a little bit, you know, of him trying to navigate winning her back or trying to take ownership of his life again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rough.
I have a question. While they're talking about this in the bedroom, I noticed the dog, and I believe it was Sissy. Sissy! Yeah, because Kingsley has more darker coat. Climbs up on the pillow. Is that a normal thing? Did your dog sleep on your pillow next to your face?
Okay, so
now, I'm not talking about the dog itself. I'm just thinking about the dog's paws. Unless you're a Lisa Vanderpump dog where your paws never touch the ground. Also, a lot of people were saying the health department was called at Jax's because Jax was changing Cruz's diaper at that kiosk bar.
Uh-huh.
I'd also like to point out that Lisa Vanderpump puts her dogs on the Tom Tom bar all the time. And granted, her dogs are probably very clean because, again, they're never on the ground. But I don't know. It's a little different from a cat because usually, like, cats are indoor and not outdoor, and they're also very clean. But dogs, you know, they're clean, fine, whatever. But they're walking around, you know, stepping on bird poop or stepping on other shit. And I don't know. And then you're putting your face on that?
I think.
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, I think, like, a dog love, you don't care. It's like, it is probably gross when you break it down like that, but people don't care. And yes, I did sleep with my dog like that. But it's weird. Like, ever since, now and my dog passed away. It's like, but and now, like, I think, like, my kids are like, we want a dog, and I and those thoughts go through my head too of like, I just, it's so, I don't want to, like, it, it, I get, I will, it's nice not having one right now, because I don't have any of that, like, and I realize, like, there's two ways to live, and this is one way, and there's then there's living with a dog, you know, and so yeah, I see that for sure.
Yeah, the, well, and for you, like, how many times you were tied down because you couldn't bring the dog with you?
That's my number one right now is, like,
and
it would work for sure be the same thing. Like, and I tell the kids, like, do you guys enjoy leaving for a little bit? Like, then, or we have to take the dog. Like, I remember I took my dog when we went to Vegas, and they called me back and said, she's barking, so I had to go back.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
That happened to my sister, too. It's like, the dog was barking in the parking garage. The dog was barking in the room, and security's called, and they lock you out.
Totally, yeah. And they see there was like a mirror that she was seeing. Yeah, it's like, it's hard. It's hard traveling with a pet.
Or they just walk by. Someone walks by in the hallway, right? So they sense that, or they see it under the crack of the door, and they like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Anyways, it's no shame on dogs. I was just thinking about it. Never occurred to me until I saw it. Although I will say Sissy looked very clean and fluffy.
Yeah.
But I just started thinking about where dogs walk, you know, because...
No, and there's like, and people have like all kinds of different ways of, you know, where their dogs sleep.
I mean, it's the
stuff.
Same. It's like there's some people that like...
I mean, you know what else
like
is girl?
Like face licked?
Well, and there's some like really dirty kids too that like they get in the bed and it's like, ew, you know, it's
I don't want the kid licking my face either.
Same thing. Yeah.
yeah, totally agree on that. Oh yeah. But I'm like at, not so much Chuck E. Cheese, but like the one place or Dave and Buster's or whatever. I'm like, okay, now we're doing a removing the deep clean of the hands because God knows what we've just touched on all those machines.
Yes.
And they're always sticky. And I'm like, you know.
Yes. Wash your face and hands. Brush your teeth like before you come into bed, for sure.
Yeah. So it's not. It's because kids are touching everything. Dogs are touching everything.
Yeah. It's like.
Cats
like,
aren't as much.
Once you go down that rabbit hole, it's like it. Like everything will start grossing me out. I'm like, oh, I can't. I can't. Ugh.
And I'm a big person and those things build your immunity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like to like, oh, like.
Well, have you ever been to a restaurant and you start like, I've been to a restaurant and then I'll suddenly start freaking out that like, I wonder how many people have eaten off of this fork or like, you know, and then, and you're just like, oh, yeah.
I was thinking about it on Top Chef last week. They had a challenge where it was no plates and the new trend is plating on the table.
Yes.
And you literally eat the food off the table. And I'm like, I just don't, you know, because sometimes you see people cleaning the tables with the rag that's sitting on the bar that's been used 100 times and it's all like stanky and like musty. And how clean is that cleaning rag? It's not.
Yeah.
Because they're using the same one for different surfaces. And I don't know.
I know.
I don't want to be eating directly off of that, where at least the plates I know have been hot steamed in the dishwasher.
Totally. It's like you can like start freaking out. Like then you just have to go, okay, like I'm just going to go balls to the wall and eat off of this fork and drink out of this glass and see what happens, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll... I heard Janet saying, oh, it's nice, we're going to have a little break here. And I'm like, I hope that's not too much of a break. I hope they pick up cameras in, like, July.
Yeah, I think they will. What did you think about Kristen going to get air sculpted? Did you hear that part?
That.
Maybe did you watch Peacock or did you watch your DVR?
Oh, yeah, because I'm not at home and I couldn't figure out their Peacock, so I had to watch the DVR.
So there was this little part at the end, I think they added it on, where Kristen talks about going to Miami where she got this procedure called Air Sculpt, where they put a little...
Wait, Miami? That's where Brittany just got back from.
Yeah, and you called that. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. 100% that's what she was doing. I mean, not 100%. That's just a theory that that you mentioned.
You guys, I just didn't see Brittany going away for like 5 days without Cruz. Maybe. I just felt like, And it's long before filming, or long enough that she definitely wants to get things done way ahead of time. So it felt to me like maybe she's getting something done.
And so anyways, Zach went with Kristen for this procedure, and apparently, like, what this does is it shrinks, it takes the fat out of your stomach, your arms, wherever you want it to be taken out of. And, but as it's coming out, apparently some liquid comes out with the fat, and, some landed on Zach's arm, like fat and liquid. He got, squirted on.
It's like yesterday all over again. I'm gagging. Oh God. Well, okay. How is this different than Cool Sculpting that she's already tried?
I believe is just like something that goes over your body. This like literally in, like it comes out.
Okay, I think this is maybe what Lauren did on 90 Day Fiancé.
Excuse me.
She had fat in certain parts of her body sucked out, and then they take it and redeposit it in like boobs or butt or wherever you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't watch things like that, but like the little clips I saw, I'm getting the chill bumps.
I know. I can't watch those things either, even though, like, I'm pretty interested in them. Like, Kalani from Dance Moms, she was getting a breast reduction, and I've always wanted a breast reduction. So I always like to see how, like, I've heard it's gnarly. It's bad, crazy, yeah. Hurtful, you know. But I was reading comments, like, on her TikTok. She was showing herself going into the operating room, and I saw this girl write that she had a reduction, and a year later, her boobs grew back. Like, if I went through all of that and then they came back, I don't know what I would do.
Wow.
That would be horrifying. But I mean, I'm sure that does happen.
Probably. And did she gain weight?
Maybe. Yeah, you probably have to really commit to not gaining weight, you know, to maintain that.
I think because, like, I saw this with my sister. Hers got bigger, but she had gained weight. And I think that's with Brittany, you know, post-cruise. Everyone's like, look, her boobs are now up to her chin. Why did Jax make her get them so big? And blah, blah, blah. Like, yes, she got them big. And, you know, everyone says, maybe a little smaller would have fit her frame better. But they are bigger than they were because she, you know, had some post-baby weight that, you know, weight goes everywhere. So you have to kind of commit then to, like, not gain weight unless you want them to come back, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like, just – oh, yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up because I think your theory is correct. I think that's why Brittany was in Miami. Well, but I don't know. But as soon as she said Miami, I was like, ding, 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 ding.
She looked great. And Michaela said, wow, Brittany – and because we have the pictures too. She goes, Brittany looks so tiny. So, maybe.
Okay, cool.
You know, because the timing's right. If it shows up, like, within a, you know, results already, you can see within a week, that would make sense.
Yeah.
What, anything else on the extended
version? Okay, wait, so you saw the part where Brittany pulls away in her Jeep and Jax goes, Brittany, wait, but she's already down the street?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
Be real.
Yeah. Wasn't that ridiculous though when he came out and he's like, Brittany, and like she's already gone. It's like, dude, come on.
And then Jax, okay, come out, dramatic pause and be like, wait, Brittany. Jax gonna say? He's gonna run after and be like, wait, I've had a change of heart. I'll go to therapy right now.
I also had a really hard time when he was on the orange couch and was like, oh, this is hard. Hold on. I need a minute. Like, dude, Jax.
I'm like the sand of all tears.
Like, he's not, like, Jax is not a great actor. So that was a real push for him.
And then the paparazzi thing outside the gym. What are you guys doing here?
How'd you guys know I was here?
And we got, oh, it's a popular gym. It's like, actually, it's not a popular gym. But how Brittany, she's like, you made me look like a liar.
I was so team Brittany at the end of this. Like, it's She does deserve better. She really does. She really does. So I hope either he can change, or I hope that she finds someone else. Like, something has to change. Like, it's messed up.
Yeah. Well,
I just hope the cameras are there to capture it all.
Well, that's it.
Well, that was
I wonder if they didn't have an after show or secrets revealed or anything.
No.
Right?
Nothing.
Man, I think cameras are going to go up pretty quick so that they can capture this buzz that's hot right now.
Yeah. You know? Especially with like Vanderpump on hold, like we're going to need this to do its job.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
That's
it. We will be back. We are going to prepare for our big show, but I'll be back with you guys on Patreon for Jersey and the reunion of Summer House. And if I think of anything else that happened at Jax's, or maybe just some inside opinions, but yeah, then we'll plan out our next, what's coming up. So Dubai started, but I don't think I really want to, I watched like 20 minutes of it.
I did too. It was okay.
It's visually like, oh, but it's also so ridiculous because these outfits, people like, they don't even wear them to like maybe the Met Gala. Maybe the Oscars, if that. Not even the Oscars. I'm like, and you're just going to tea or lunch?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's too over the top. While interesting to look at, and I think it's still Dubai, still interesting to look at, it's just, I'm not into the, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
But Jersey's still popping off, and I've been watching that Food Stars with Gordon Ramsay and Lisa Vanderpump. It's pretty good.
Oh, I'm going to start that. I want to watch that.
It's a little like The Apprentice.
I like that.
Yeah, and Lisa's so far been winning.
Okay.
Beating Gordon. So, yeah, I've only seen two episodes, but I liked both of them.
Okay, cool.
So, all right. Well, okay. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll talk to you guys
later.
Bye.